You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
Welcome back. You're on New Hampshire Now with 91450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of the program, presented by the Prescription Center, and this segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the Paradigm Shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Welcome to the program right now, my good friend Steve Labby. He's the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing fantastic.
Excellent. And, you know, this has been a challenging number of months now here for the Ryan family and for the Labbies as well. Particularly when you have young kids, you will find that disease makes its way into your home on a week-in, week-out basis. And we have, you know, just we've been struggling. And it just seems like we're coming out of, bronchitis. And that's kind of challenging in my profession.
Yeah, right.
To keep going. This is my good friend Steve Shurtleff, the Speaker of the New Hampshire House. He's under the weather today. He's battling that same type of illness. Hopefully I didn't give it to him. I hadn't thought about that until now. But yeah, and before that, there's this really bad stomach thing that's been going around. We had around Christmas. Liam, our oldest son, was really sick on Christmas Eve, made a little of a turnaround on Christmas. And that's one of the big challenges of living in New England, is with the constant variation of temperature, meaning, not just externally, where the temperatures can be, very cold at night or semi-cold at night and then warm during the day, or extremely cold at night and very cold during the day. But particularly when it's cold, we're going in and out of temperature. And in my view, that's one of the big things that creates the colds, the post-nasal drips, because we're going from warm to hot on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And, it's funny because we all think we got it all figured out. We're going to get the flu shot. We're going to wash our hands, after every time we go to the bathroom and keep the house really clean and disinfected. And, I've done it all. Vitamins, every once in a while you catch a cold, and every once in a while you come down with something. It's crazy.
It's true. And I talked about this last week on the show, so I won't belabor the entire point. But one of my biggest pet peeves in life is the public restroom, where you go and you wash your hands, and you do your thing. You wash your hands, the soap, you dry it off. And then you're walking out the door and you look at that door handle and you see and I just look at it and I have a disdain because that's where all those other people that didn't wash their hands open the door. And guess what? You're about to open that door. So that is like a test tube of disease.
It's a hot zone.
Like you're that thing. If it had a color, it would be red. If it had a voice, it would be saying, "Don't touch me." But there's no other way to open that door. So either have like a hinge type door where it goes back and forth, you get kicked that thing open, or just kind of brush your way through with the shoulder. But the door always, when you're leaving the bathroom, always opens towards you as opposed to outwards. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and the other thing that's crazy, too, is we just came back from Turks and Caicos. We took a really beautiful trip with the family. That was our family vacation. There's no way around the interaction on an airplane. I mean, the guy next to me, he's got out these raspberries, and they're looking beautiful. He's like, "Here, have some." And you don't want to say no.
Right.
And you're going, "Well, this is definitely a risky proposition here." And you're sharing your peanuts, you're sharing stuff, and you're trying to be social. And it's like, well, did I catch the cold from that? You don't want to be, rude.
Yeah. The most important thing that I've ever learned when traveling solo on a on an airline, like a Southwest where you have to pick the seats, is, it would be helpful if, in all of life, like if you were able to get like a short bio and a little bit of information about each folk, each individual that you're going to interact with. But, you know, we take folks at face value. You're nice, you say hi, and so forth, because you don't have the advantage of having that that bio on the individual. But you will notice very often that couples, if you're looking for a seat, will sit and kind of block off the middle seat. But if it's a couple, unless there's severe marital woes, that person, those two are likely to sit together, which will give you either the, if you're traveling solo, the window seat or the aisle seat, because they're not going to put you in the middle of them, you would hope.
Right.
But that is a big risk, though, because what if you do end up in the middle? But generally, I will find that if you're traveling solo, man, woman, sitting side by side, relatively the same age, make it determine a quick glance as to whether they're married or not, or together, and then you say, is anyone sitting in that seat? And then this happens pretty much like clockwork. They will shift over one way or the other, and you'll get either the aisle or the window seat.
Neat. Yeah, I didn't really realize that strategy, but I appreciate it. You know, we're learning so much on this radio broadcast.
And none of it matters. We have
nothing what? Matters.
It doesn't matter. None of it. This is all frivolous. But that one doesn't. See, generally, I like to present solutions to problems, and I did with that with the airline thing. I don't have a solution to your to the door problem, other than being one of those folks that like carries around like Clorox wipes with themselves constantly, or you have like a handkerchief or something. And you like open the door with that handkerchief, because other than that, I have not invented anything yet in a real way to address that significant issue, which is, you know, particularly this time of year, the bathroom door handle.
I'm working on it though. My strategy on the bathroom handle is, you know, when I'm done wiping my hands and drying them, then I keep it with me and then I open it with that, and I try to like do the basketball Jones and like pitch it off. And like I said, it works sometimes, but not others. And,
Labby for three.
Know, yeah, you know, we talk a lot about being positive on a station, you know, and also too, you don't want to be walking around looking at everyone like they're going to try to give you some kind of cold or virus either, right? You're like, oh boy, that person's going to set me.
They don't look healthy.
I'm going to have a whole week of cold.
Right. No, you don't. No, you don't. You want to generally, I don't operate like that. I'm a true believer in what is going to happen is going to happen. And a lot of times when you try to manipulate outcomes, or, you know, are fearful, you know, to a degree that is unhealthy, you know, as you talked about with you've done everything right. Like you tried to do everything right. You did the flu shot. You used the proper sanitary items, all that, but you still got sick. And that's generally what I find. Like if you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. You can do as much as you can to try to, you know, have a good immunity and diet and exercise, but you're going to go down a couple times a year. You're going to have most likely some sort of an issue with your sinuses, nasal type thing, and you're going to have some sort of a horrific stomach issue once a year.
Yeah.
Like it's going to happen.
No, it definitely happens. I mean, the best thing about having a cold is knowing you can't catch one.
right.
Like we're all tiptoeing around trying to be so, you know, clean and everything. And, you know, speaking of Labby household, I mean, we just are dealing with my wife. She had rotocuff surgery, and that was yesterday. And, you know, so our whole house is in a tailspin here, trying to, you know, mend that wound. That's a real, real painful operation. And we've got our new puppy that was running around.
That's cool.
So it's a little chaotic here, but you know what? It's all about love, right?
Indeed. And also having a contingency plan for Sunday, just in case, for some reason, the TV goes out. So you got to get your mobile device set to go. This is New England. We're not going to be too worried about power or warmth or anything of that. The most significant item that we have to be prepared for in regards to this storm is a contingency plan in case, for some reason, at 6:40 p.m. on Sunday, we are unable to watch the Patriots game. So that's all that matters.
We were on the airplane, right, Chris? And because we weren't watching it. Of course, we're on the air, and they gave us a update. You know, they were like, it's 40-something to 20, and the whole plane, like, rip-roared, was, like, clapping and cheering. And I love that. I've been on flights where, you know, everybody, like, is happy, and, like, everyone's rooting for something, and, you know, whether, you know, you land, it was really turbulent or whatever, and, like, everybody cheers. I'm like, wow, we're all in this together. We're, like, flight 325. Yeah, we're
going to
do this.
Well, Steve, as always, appreciate you joining us for the program. We'll catch up with you again next week. Hope your wife is dealing better with the surgery, and it's a tough surgery, and hopefully some healing powers are sent her way, and hope you feel better as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm going to take good care of her. Take care, Chris.
All right, that's Steve Labby joining us here on Hampshire Now. 139-1415, nhtalkradio.com. He's the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning. This hour of the program is presented by the Prescription Center, and that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heat, and Air Conditioning. We'll come back with more from inside the Concord Photo Service Main Street studio after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.